not back to me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You're thinking it's Saturday morning. No, it's Friday morning here on the West Coast. It's the Eternal Bum Podcast. We've moved it to Fridays for a while. Hosting out here in Los Angeles, here is truly Mark Mancini. I got my counterparts, Ralph Williams in rainy Pittsburgh, and Scott Morgenroth out there in sunny South Florida. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 30 minutes goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in place, hand off the mic. And, Ralph, I know the first thing we forgot, we were talking so much in pre-chat, we forgot to air up the music. That somebody's commented on that. Lance from Pensacola says, hey, guys, what happened to your music this morning? Yeah, we're talking. We got to let Les BS over here, and we'll get it up next week. But Ralph, he brought it to the forefront. Lance from Pensacola, following us wherever we go.
Yeah, Lance from Pensacola is a really good follower of the of all the shows here, which is great for us. I appreciate him being a steady listener here. We have 121 people listening right now to start things off, and you can get a hold of me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X, and also I have my own YouTube channel. And Tuesday nights, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio. This Tuesday, Smokin' Jim and I are doing a Penguin preview show where we're going to preview the Pittsburgh Penguins. I have some guests coming on. It's going to be a lot of fun. And your phone calls, as always, as well, Beaver County Radio. Scott?
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Mark. Number one, please subscribe to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. I also want to announce today that I have a new book coming out in a few weeks called Lessons from the Microphone, Tuning into the Enduring Wisdom of Visionary Leaders, basically old school media versus new school media. And you know, Lance, we appreciate you coming on every week. Really do. I know we have a lot of fun back and forth, but, you know, please subscribe to my channel and also take a look at the book. And we would really, I enjoy the camaraderie that we have. Also, www.southfloridatribune.com. So that's how you can get a hold of us. So check, my book will be out in a few weeks, so I'll give you updates as we go along.
Yeah, I can't wait for that book, Scott, when you look at what's going on this week. I mean, we seen since we last reconvened here on Saturday, Dolphins went up to Buffalo and got hammered, and we've talked about that before. You know, when you play a good team, you know, you're going to, you know, learn a lesson. They will close the season, Buffalo in Miami, last game of the year. So Marlins had a pretty good year, but the last few weeks it felt like they were a stewardess. They went from Miami to New York, hung around New York to the wee hours, went to Pittsburgh, ended up in Philly, couldn't bring a playoff game back to Miami. I'm not a big fan of this 2 out of 3. It doesn't guarantee the six-team a playoff game. So I don't like that at all. It should be a 3 out of 5 and then get into 4 out of 7s. I realize, okay, it's getting into October, November. We don't want this thing to last to Thanksgiving. But then have no off days, that's all. Just have an off day for travel, that's it. No off days up, if you're playing at home, play them 3 straight. They do that in the regular season. Ralph, any comment on that that stuck out this week? Or you might want to add your own, and I know you got your bum of the week too.
Yeah, my bum for this week is Chase Claypool. I just found out something very interesting about him. He's fallen down in the depth chart in Chicago. Matt Eberflus wants him out. They've already said they're going to trade him. They're trying to find somebody that wants him. You know, he's a bum. He didn't do well in Pittsburgh. We traded him to Chicago. We ended up getting a second-round pick that was almost like a first-round pick. We were able to draft Joey Porter Jr., and it worked out for the Steelers, and I'm glad for that. We're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Call them today for your website needs. If you would like to start up a website, they are the folks to do it. They'll do it at a low monthly price. You don't have to take out a loan. Call them, 1-877-926-6982. If First Line Consulting Services is our studio sponsors here on all RW Media shows. We're also sponsored by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports. Thank you, Mark Mancini Media, and Scott, thank you, South Florida Tribune, and our new sponsor as well, ASAP Sports out there in Arizona. All right. As far as Miami goes, the Marlins, you know, they had a pretty decent year this year. And, you know, I watched some of the games that they played against the Pirates. And, you know, I didn't get to catch much of their other games. But the Marlins did pretty good, snuck into that little wild card thing there. And I don't like the three games either, Mark. I think I should do five games, no less than five and no more than seven. I thought that three-game thing was a little you know, stretched out as far as it goes there. I didn't like it. So I agree with you on that. And the Miami Dolphins had their little 70-20 slaughter of Denver and then end up laying an egg up in Buffalo. You knew that was coming. So we'll see where Miami goes from here and see what happens there. Scott?
Yeah, you know what? I understand where you guys are coming from, that you don't like the three-game series with no team getting an opportunity home game. But you know what? You got to compare it to what they had. You didn't want game 162 and then 163. You know what I mean? So at least they had two chances to get it right and then eventually advance. You know, remember, though, they added the playoff team. So that added intrigue in September who was going to get the final spot. And that's why you kept interest in those extra markets. So while I understand 3 out of 5, now, you know what? I may be the one person that differs from the two of you. I'm okay with a three-game series because here's the thing. If you win enough, you're going to get the home series anyways, but unfortunately these other teams didn't. Now, I can't say that was the case from the Milwaukee Brewers. They got swept at home, and the Tampa Bay Rays got swept at home, but the reality of the situation is you added the extra team anyway and the extra series. So I really don't have a problem with it, and you're right. You don't want to go deeper in October or it gets cold as well. So as far as the Miami Dolphins, oh, come on. We all knew they were going to eat humble pie when they played a real opponent, the Buffalo Bills, really? I mean, you know, the 70 spot against Denver, well, you know what? That, to me, remember, you know, you may have a style point and you may go out there and have a record that you'll be viable for a while, but what have they done in the postseason the last many years? They haven't done anything. So now when they play the Giants, they're going to put another 50-60 spot, great. This isn't college football where style points really matter. As far as my bum of the week, oh, that's an easy one. What about James Harden? Really? My goodness, yeah. You know. Yeah, I hate this guy. He's everything that's wrong with the NBA. He really is. Forced to, you know, poor guy takes a pay cut because he thinks he's going to get traded. But here's the big story about James Harden. The Houston Rockets were going to give him a max contract until he talked himself out of it by wanting to win a scoring championship instead of playing team basketball. And I've seen some financial blunders before, but that one takes the cake. I thought the biggest one prior to that was Latrell Sprewell saying, I can't feed my family. Well, hello, Dolly. Okay, James Harden, to me, you are the biggest bum I've ever seen. You're not an external bum. You're an absolute bum, okay? I forgot the exclamation point 5 times over it, James Harden. Scoring title over NBA championship. Seriously? Give me a break. Send him. I'd like to see him in a penal colony in Russia. There you go.
Wow.
Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, you bring up a lot of points, and there's a lot of guys coming through here now. I want to get to a couple of them. Adam coming in from Denton, Texas, basically says, what an embarrassment for the state of Florida. 9 people show up to see Tampa Bay Rays lose to the Texas Rangers. We'll get into that one. He also says, ditto those comments. That's what's wrong with the NBA. These guys just don't give a damn. And Harden needs to go. He brings up another comment about the Giants player talking about Boo Lauder for the fans in New York, another idiot. These guys might be all cut out of the same mold. Ralph, I want to get into some of those things. And the first one, you know, this guy brings up is that 9 people that showed up in Tampa, that's an embarrassment. I mean, they win 90-something games, and you got 19,000 showing up for a playoff game. Rob Manfred's trying to put a thing over this, basically saying, well, the time was different and all that. Listen, nobody's showing up to those games, man. There's something wrong there. And unless you get down to the root of the problem and get out to the community, I've always said this, Ralph and Scott, when I look at franchises that have come into baseball or football, basketball, and hockey, them expansion teams, there's three teams that stick out to me. The 96, I believe, Colorado Rockies in baseball came out. They elevated that whole community. And then you had the Vegas Knights and now the Kraken of Seattle. They have gone out there. They've drawn well. They've marketed the community. I don't know what's going on with Tampa. I don't know what's going on in Miami with baseball. But to have them big things, and we've talked about that before too, Scott, there's something wrong in these cities where I know there's warm weather fans and coming from other places, but still, the support level sucks. Ralph, any comment on that? We'll give it over to Scott. But there's a lot of topics to talk about.
Yeah, it's really sad, Mark, that attendance like that for a quality game, you know, like being in the playoffs, you would think that it would sell out. I don't know what the problem is. I've heard some stories about how it's too hot. I don't know if that's it. Maybe it's too expensive for people to go to the games. Maybe they have other things going on. Maybe a concert interrupted it or something. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I can't say what the thing is down there in Florida with the attendance, but that's pretty sad. I'm here to talk to you today about Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. Call them today. They have everything you need for sleep, mattresses. They have lift chairs. They have futons. They have day beds. They have bunk beds for your kids in case they have to share a room. So call Sleep Pittsburgh today. That number again, 412-462-7858, 8th Avenue in Homestead, section of Pittsburgh. Head on out there, visit their showroom, or you can check their inventory online at sleeppittsburgh.com. And you can also place your order on there as well. And no credit check financing. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. Scott?
Well, this is an easy one. Give me something harder, would you? Really? Okay, here's the problem you have in Tampa, okay, St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg is a bad area, period, okay? They haven't drawn there. They think they're going to put a new stadium there that's going to improve things. The only chance you have in that area for it to ever be successful in St. Peter's, you better go out there. And to me, have development because they don't have an absolute prayer. They just don't. That stadium should have been built in Tampa in the Hillsborough County area. Why they went out there and stayed in St. Pete, maybe it was the only deal they can get. Same problem we have in Miami. You stick it by the Orange Bowl, and what do you have, okay? You have an area where there's no development around there where their fans can do what they want to do afterwards. You go to a game, and then you go home, and you go through all the 9 million tolls to get there. So the only thing wrong with the Tampa Bay Rays situation is St. Petersburg, Florida. And to me, that will always, in my opinion, be an issue. I don't care what any outsider says. Peter Blake and I would both agree on it, that you should have had it in Hillsborough County. Not, to me, you don't leave it in Pinellas. But if that's the only place they can get it, I wish them well. But development is the key. And you know what? Rob Manfred could say anything he wants at the time. And maybe he's putting up a very good front about it, okay? But deep down inside, he knows that he wanted that stadium built in Hillsborough County, not Pinellas County, St. Petersburg. No way. And to think they're going to build one practically adjacent to it? Good luck. I just hope they develop around it. That's the only chance they have. So.
No, you bring up some great points, Scott. And, I want to talk about the guy, you know, the Giants player that basically told a fans to boo louder and everything, complete clown. I don't understand. These guys are paying your salary and you're telling them to boo louder. You know, this is not, you know, you're in the middle of Kansas where people are drawn. Imagine if this guy was in Tampa playing another sport and he would, you know, nobody's here to even, witness his games and stuff. And now he's in New York with a Giant faithful and he's calling them out. They should boycott his jersey, man, if you ask me, but that's a story for another day as you look at what happened. I will tell you, Ralph, yesterday in the game, the Redskins, to me, were what an embarrassment. I mean, they got to get rid of Ron Rivera here. He's a clown. They need to elevate Bieniemy to head coach. And the Redskins now have lost three in a row, and that's my NFC team. But just it's just an embarrassment. You're playing at home. You know, the winless Bears come in, and the only inspiration they had, God rest his soul, Dick Butkus had died that day, and that was a fuel for the fire for them. But it's unbelievable what happened yesterday with the Skins, man, isn't it, Ralph?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I said this last year, Mark, I told you this, and I said that this is going to be the year that Ron Rivera is going to be on eggshells because he has to win. Because Bieniemy is there now. Bieniemy wants to be a head coach. He couldn't get anywhere in Kansas City. He's there running his own offense, and he wants to be a head coach. He's interviewed for many jobs as a head coach. He just hasn't had a break. You know, so he's kind of like me. I mean, I interviewed for a ton of broadcasting jobs over the years and never got anywhere or never got anything. Kind of got the shaft on a few. But, you know, Bieniemy's in the same kind of boat. But, you know, so we'll see where he goes or how, what happens. I like Sam Howell at quarterback, and I think Bieniemy's helped him, you know, because what Ron Rivera's doing is letting Bieniemy be himself, be a coach. He can do it his way, and that's the best way to do it. But, yeah, Ron Rivera, he's been sick. I understand that a few times, and he's got some health issues he's recovering from. But, you know, you gotta perform. You got a new ownership group there. And, Mark, I said this last year, and I'll say it again, he's on eggshells. I want to talk to you today about Draft 412, $9 a month, a subscription, draft412.com. Get on there. They break the skinny down on all these players. There, any kind of draft, whether it's a hockey draft, a baseball draft, a football draft, or a basketball draft, they break the players down. They tell you all the stats on them. They tell you their weight. They tell you everything that they do. Draft 412, it also has podcasts, so get on their website, draft412.com. $9 a month, they send this comprehensive e-magazine to your inbox that you can read and have all the stats and everything you want on all the players. Draft 412. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, number one, the Giants thing that you talked about, I'm going to give a no comment because it's not worth the words in my mouth to even comment on such stupidity anyway. So I don't want to feel like I'm ignoring the person that brought it out there, but that's a bunch of baloney, really. I mean, not like the Giants have performed that well to begin with on what, national TV? They have two national TV and they only scored 3 points there. Give me a break, okay? They have every reason to boo if they want. Tell them to boo louder. You know, you're right. The fans pay this guy's salary, so he ought to just keep his mouth shut. As for the situation in Washington, well, hey, listen, Magic Johnson went out there and called him out. Remember, he's a minority owner as well. He's not the full owner. You got Josh Harris. And, you know, Josh, you know, right now this is a year where they're going to look at everything top to bottom is what they're going to do. And then by the end of the year, you could see some wholesale sweeping changes. Would Eric Bieniemy get a shot with them? Maybe, but maybe not, okay? Because if his offense isn't getting the job done and anything, that he may end up interviewing elsewhere. So, Mike, there's no question that Ron Rivera has been there a few years, and he hadn't done a lot. He hadn't been bad, but certainly hadn't done a lot. But we'll see whether or not Eric Bieniemy will be the long-term answer, both either as an offensive coordinator or a head coach. It's hard to tell. So, but losing to the embattled Bears, who've lost 14 in a row, isn't going to impress new ownership one bit. 14 in a row dating back to last October is a lot of games to lose in a row.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. We had Mel from Altadena send us a comment. I had to almost fall off my chair listening to this one, and I sent you guys both the message. He's selling 4 tickets, you know, for the Ram game Sunday. And he basically, I thought, okay, 4 tickets, maybe $385. $385 a ticket. Who the hell is paying for $385?
$400 for 4 tickets. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Geez, this guy, I mean, Mel, we appreciate you calling in on the show. Listen, I'm not giving you $3 for that ticket. I'll watch it from the thing if I'm not covering it. It's ridiculous. $385, the battle people you don't even know there and everything. Sorry, I'm not involved. Ralph, any comment on $385? And then I'll tell you what $385 can buy in Tampa at a Rays game, but we'll get it to Scott after that. But $385, Ralph?
Yeah, that's insane. $385 for four Rams tickets. Well, you know what? That stadium, and I know you've been in it, Mark, but I haven't. But
yeah.
From what I hear, it's a big time stadium, and it had big time money invested in it, and you know they got to make up for it somehow. So $385 a ticket. We have 345 people listening, and also I want to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farms in Richmond, Ohio. Richmond, Ohio is 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. It's up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. Why don't you head out there for some great hay grain beef? They have some great package deals, including the ground beef box, $95. You get 20 pounds of ground beef. Also, call them today, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. You can email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com, and they ship. So which means if Scott or Mark or anyone wants to buy some meat from them, you get on hillcrestfarmsohio.com, www. And check out their selection and what they have, and they'll ship it right to your house. You can do that as well. Or if you choose to take a ride out to the farm this weekend, I know it's raining, but take a ride out there. Visit the owners, Caitlin and Taylor. Say hello. Tell them you heard it here. And head on out to the farm and pick up some great package deals as well. Hillcrest Farm, Richmond, Ohio. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, well, number one, I wouldn't spend $3.85 a ticket, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Accessible. $3.85 a ticket, because who knows how they would whack you on the concessions and all the food, so forget it. Okay, and unless I'm like you, Mark, unless I'm covering it in a box, I wouldn't go anyhow. So, yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it's a brand-new stadium. When I was there a couple of years ago, I went to a office where they were trying to sell suites, and one of my good friends back in my high school days showed me there. So I got a feel for what the place was like when they were showing us suites and virtual tour packages. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really great place. Love to go there. And I guess the one new stadium I had gone to that I've never covered a game was the one in Arizona where I took a tour of the stadium. I wouldn't mind taking a tour of stadium for $20 or $30. I got no problem with that because, after all, you know, you get to, they'll give you the real deal. But I think I'm spending that kind of money. Seriously? No way, Jose. Okay. $3.85 a ticket, I wouldn't even spend that.
Right.
So.
Lots to talk about. Give me a sure shot as we start to wind this thing down. And give me a don't be surprised of. I'll give you mine right off the bat. And mine, don't be surprised if the Vikings can pull one on the Taylor Swift tour that's coming through Minnesota with the Chiefs. I think this is a big distraction, and I think the Vikings can pull one. Don't be surprised if the Vikings pull that. My sure shot is I think the Steelers are going to take the Ravens out Sunday in Pittsburgh. And, Ralph, you're there. I know it's going to probably be raining, but you can cut this series with a knife. These guys, since the Tomlin Harbaugh era, I think, have played like 14, 15, 16 times, and it's been 7 points or less either way. So I'll tell you, what a rivalry. I like the Steelers to bounce back with a win there, and don't be surprised if the Vikings pull one on the Chiefs. What's yours, surprise, and don't be, your sure shot?
Well, Mark, right now, the way the Steelers' offense has been, and we have some, Alex Highsmith out this week with a groin injury. We need all the help we can get. The good news is we have Marcus Golden to back him up. So, therefore, the depth at linebacker for us is not too bad. So, by him going down, it's not going to really hurt us. I just wish that this team, they have a high-paid, high-powered, supposed to have this high-powered defense of all these great players that they went out and got this year. And a lot of them are right now dropping the ball. They can't stop the run. They can't defend the pass. You know, they're not creating too many turnovers. I know they created some in the Cleveland game. But, you know, every game you have to create turnovers. Every game you have to, you know, tackle. Every game you have to defend the pass. And the Steelers are just not doing that right now. The offense is terrible. And the defense is on the field too much. Special teams isn't doing that great either. They're letting them run the ball back to the 40-yard line, kicking punts and or kicking kicks out of bounds and stuff. It's just a team that's unorganized, undisciplined. And Mike Tomlin, he needs to go back into the laboratory and get this team back up in order for this game. It's going to be a dogfight on Sunday anyway. It always is against the Ravens. And as far as Kansas City, Minnesota goes, I don't know what happened to Minnesota from last year. They had a pretty good year until they made it to the playoffs and ended up blowing it. So we'll see what they do against Kansas City. They could beat them. I mean, anybody can be beaten in the NFL. And we'll see what happens there. Scott?
All right. Well, don't be surprised if the New York Jets beat the Denver Broncos, because here's the thing. The Jets want to go ahead and stick it in the Broncos here because – of all the back and forth going with Nathaniel Hackett, okay? And obviously, Sean Payton still needs to keep his mouth shut. It's too bad the game isn't on Fox, because then the Fox audience can see their former announcer get beat by the Jets, okay? That's number one. So, you know, ever called heard of eating your words? Well, you know what? As if Sean Payton wasn't humbled bad enough by the Dolphins, you know, I would like to see Zach Wilson go out there and beat the Broncos. And bear in mind, he used to play in that part of the country when he was at Brigham Young out in Utah. So, and then the sure shot, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to go with the 49ers to beat the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are as good as people think they are. I really don't. And I think the 49ers with Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, and that defense is awfully good. So I'm going 49ers. And again, you know, watch out for the Jets. You know, Zach Wilson, if he can play a little bit better. And Aaron Rodgers, if he's out there as a coach, hey, I guess him in the building can only make Zach Wilson better.
Good take. We're about less than 3 minutes left in. Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we wind this thing down. I know you did the Wrestle Show. You got this show now. You've got all the shows in camp and stuff, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it with you. Let everybody know and your sponsors before we give it over to Scott real fast.
Yeah, 410 people listened in this morning, and it's great to hear that many people based on the fact that we moved it to Friday from Saturday for a few weeks. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, LinkedIn, Facebook, also on Twitter X platform, and also on I have my own YouTube channel. You can check all my show archive shows out, including the Sports Corner Radio Show on Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio, and also on Beaver County Radio's Facebook and YouTube channels as well. Ralph Williams, myself, Smoke, and Jim Frazier, we are the host of the show. Also, don't forget tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., Telling It Like It Is with me and Leo Haggerty. We talk general topics, and then we talk a little bit of sports. Telling It Like It Is, 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter X platforms. Scott.
All right, well, once again, my YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube channel, please subscribe. And I want to mention one more time my book, Lessons from the Microphone, Tuning into the Enduring Wisdom of Visionary Leaders, is coming out soon. Look for that. And, of course, our website, www.southfloridatribune.com, on Twitter or X at Tribune South. Great doing it on Friday, and hope we can make Friday a regular appearance, because I really like doing it on Friday. As evidenced by the numbers and the interest.
Well, yeah, the numbers keep climbing. They might dictate us going to Fridays if everything looks good. And I know Joe's going to have a heck of a time trying to get in Fridays, but we'll try to make it work with him, too. As we wind this down, from my brother in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams, other brother down there in sunny South Florida, Scott Morgan Roth, glad he's doing better from surgery and everything. Yours truly, Martin Mancini. Thanks for making this a great show. I know the followers follow us wherever we go. We'll be back next Friday, same time, same channel. Till then, tune into these guys' shows across the country. They're tearing it up. God bless you. Have a wonderful and safe week and a great Columbus Day come Monday. Till then, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Great stuff.